chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. I'm going to read for us the first 10 verses. So Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. This time of year, this passage comes back to my thinking, the principle of sowing and reaping. Time is sowing in the yard. Amen. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Amen. Let's pray now. Father, we do thank you and praise you and bless you for the opportunity again to meet together. We're thankful for the hymns of the faith. We're so thankful for our Lord Jesus. Lord, words seem inadequate, but after all you've done for us, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you, and want you to have all the glory and all the honour that we're able to meet this way today. Lord, that you would have the preeminence in our thoughts and in our conversations, Lord, together this morning. Father, now as we look into this passage, it's a very familiar passage, but it's a timeless truth, Lord, that we need to be reminded of. So, Father, I pray for your blessing upon us now as we look at your word together. We give you thanks in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Again, the law of sowing and reaping. Those early verses talking about being an encouragement and a blessing, but be careful when we're looking to be a help to others. This morning I want us to look at verses 7 through 9. Again, as I've already mentioned, this law of sowing and reaping. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to his flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well-doing. In due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now, maybe I'd start with this question this morning. What are you and I sowing in our lives? What are you and I sowing? And those I mentioned myself as well, okay, at this point of thinking. What are we sowing in our lives? We'll be looking at that thought this morning. But all of us, right where we are today, we are reaping what we've sown in the past. Decisions and various things that we've done in the past. We're here today because of what we've sown. And by the way, we're here by the grace of God. Amen. No, we're not denying that. But there in verse 7, Paul warns the believers there, be not deceived. God is not mocked. The word deceived has this idea, don't be led astray. Don't be deceived. Notice there in verse 3, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. There's no place in the Christian life for pride. Well, No. It's not all about I. It's all about the Lord, or it ought to be, amen. It's not about us. It's about the Lord himself. Because if we think it's about us, then we have deceived ourselves. And we've said it many times, when we deceive ourselves, we are in trouble. And we're in trouble if the devil deceives us. But if we deceive ourselves, we're in trouble because we think we've got it under control and we haven't. We're in some serious trouble. It's like in James 1:22 where James wrote, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." You know, don't be just a hearer of the word. Don't, if the Lord speaks to you through his word, don't just go, "That's interesting," and then go on as though nothing's happened. Because that means you're going to deceive yourself and you're going to run into all sorts of trouble down the track. And so it's an important principle. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. You can't sow this and expect to reap that. God is not mocked, okay? God is not mocked. Don't deceive yourself and think, "Well, I can do this, but God understands and he'll think it's okay." No, he won't. It's not according to his word. No, he won't. God is not mocked. "For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." And you know the analogy. If I sow pumpkin seeds, I will not reap passion fruit. It's not going to happen. I will not reap carrots if I've sown pumpkin seeds. What's the point? The point is, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, the two aspects we see here this morning are sowing to the flesh, of course, and sowing to the spirit. But the point is, don't forget that whatsoever we sow, that shall we reap. One of the difficulties about sowing is you don't know how large the crop will be. Now, I've watched people over the years and they've sown to the flesh, not thinking that they're going to finish in the literal disaster that they finished in. I've watched it. I'm not saying, you know, how clever I am. I've just been around long enough now to see over the years that those who have sown deliberately to the flesh, we're talking about, they've reaped a harvest. I've seen busted marriages. I've seen all sorts of things take place. Because why? Because they were sowing to the flesh. They weren't sowing to the spirit. And yet they would justify it and everything else. You know what that tells me? They've deceived themselves. And then they pay the price. So whatever you sow, if it's to the flesh, then it's not going to be good. If it's to the spirit, it'll be good. Remember also, as we've said, that the harvest is multiplied. I put in one seed, ultimately, assuming that seed grows okay, I'm going to get a lot bigger number after that once it starts to produce. So I might just sow one little thing here, but you can look through the scriptures and you find what happens. You know, you look at Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat was a godly king. God blessed him and honored him and praised him. But there came a day when Ahab sowed to the flesh. Jehoshaphat sowed to the flesh. He allowed his son to marry one of Ahab's daughters. You say, what's wrong with that? Well, we're not supposed to be unequally yoked with unbelievers. And what happened down the track, a couple of generations later, all of Jehoshaphat's line were killed. Didn't happen straight away. It seemed just a small thing at the time. Well, that's okay, you know, they love each other, it's all good. You look down the track and see what happened. What's the point? The harvest is multiplied. And we don't have any control over where that'll finish. Only God knows about that. You think about Hosea chapter 8, verse 7. What does the Bible say there? "For they have sown to the wind, and they shall do what? Reap the whirlwind." They've sown to the wind, but now they're reaping a whirlwind. It's talking about the nation there. But you better believe when you read the history of the nation of Israel, don't you? You have a look in Corinthians chapter 9, 2 Corinthians 9. Here's this principle, 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 6, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. But the point about it is, the harvest will be multiplied. It will be multiplied. You might only sow a little bit, you might not reap, you know, serious consequence depending on what it is, but there is this principle whereby the harvest is multiplied. We can choose the seed, we can't choose the harvest. That's the point. The Lord alone knows what the harvest will bring. So I can choose the seed. I can sow to the flesh. I can choose to do that. Or I can sow to the spirit. I can choose to do that. If I sow to the flesh, that's what I'll reap. If I sow to the spirit, that's what I'll reap. Because what does Paul say? Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. And it's talking here, we would say, in a moral sense, but it can also be physical, can't it? If you sow to the flesh, instead of to the spirit, it can result in all sorts of health issues down the track. I mean, today where we live in this age in which we live, an age of compromise, I believe, Christianity today in this nation and around the world very much, in a general sense, is very compromised. Well, you know, everything in moderation, brother. Not really. Okay. So there's nothing wrong with having a few smokes. That's all right, as long as you don't, you know, have too many. Really. That's sowing to the flesh. And if you sow to the flesh, you shall have the flesh reap corruption. It'll sooner or later affect the person physically. Is that right or not? That's what happens. So to the flesh, in that sense, it comes back in a physical consequence, among other things. So we have to be careful, because this idea of corruption, that's the idea of spoil and ruin and decay. It's not a pretty picture, is it? So you sow to the flesh, that's what you're going to get back. You're going to get back moral and physical problems, sowing to the flesh. Now, the opposite is, he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Now, Paul's not teaching here, you get right with God through all the good things you do, so then you'll be ready for heaven one day. That's not what he's talking about here. You and I know that salvation is by grace through faith alone. And that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So he's not talking about you've got to do certain things to get saved. No, no, it's by grace through faith. It's when I come to that point in my life and I throw up the white flag, as it were, and says, God, you've got me. I am a sinner and I acknowledge that. And I believe, though, that the Lord Jesus paid the price for the wages of sin, which is death. He paid it on my behalf when he died on the cross. I believe he shed his blood. That was the payment. I believe now, according to your word, he was raised physically and bodily from the grave. And by faith, I say, God, please forgive my sin. And God, at that point, forgives by his grace. Nothing I did, what Christ did for me on the cross. But now, Paul's talking about in the Christian life, if I sow to the Spirit, I shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Now, he's talking about the quality of my life as a believer. We'll see the fruit of that as we go on. So if I want to sow to the flesh, that's okay if you want to have corruption. If you want to have a close walk with the Lord and enjoy God's blessing in your life, you need to sow to the Spirit. Amen. That's what the point is making here, is it? Because we know that having a right walk with God means that I have that fellowship daily with God. But I'm going to have to sow the right seed if I'm going to maintain that relationship. So what happens? Okay, we sow to the flesh. You say, how do you sow to the flesh? Well, sowing the flesh comes pretty natural, I think, for most of us. Not too hard to sow to the flesh. You say, how do you sow to the flesh? Well, for example, what things you watch? You know, what do you watch? What is it that you watch, whether it's on the idiot box or on, you know, on the phone or whatever? What do you watch? Because if you're going to sow to the flesh, that's one way you'll do it, by what you watch. You know, today, and I haven't seen anything on those things for a long, long time, but from what I understand, they're not real good. And the evil that's there, the things that they portray, and now, you know, it's all acceptable, just about anything goes on the screen now. If you're going to watch that, you're going to be sowing to the flesh. I mean, just watching it, you know, for men to watch some of that stuff, you need your head read. So why do you say that? Because a lot of that, these women that are on all those things, anyway, I won't go down the track in detail, but you're only going to sow to the flesh. You're not going to be encouraged in the Lord. All that's going to happen is you're going to reap corruption, you're going to ruin your walk with the Lord, and if you're not careful, you'll ruin your testimony for the Lord. There's plenty of pastors today, not the ministry, because why? They sow to the flesh. They watch things they should never have watched. I remember one youth pastor who's totally wiped out, big church, and he said, I think it's good to watch some of that stuff so you know what our young people are looking at. What a fool. And he paid the price. But he was sowing to the flesh. He justified it on the basis. Now I need to see what they're watching so then I can relate to them. You know, you shake your head seriously and think, what in the world? What are you talking about? And he's rep corruption big time. I don't say that. Isn't that wonderful? Not at all. Sadly, you say that. It highlights the point. You know, what we watch, what we listen to. And I know it's difficult today, wherever you go, you've got this stuff hammering out. But where we can, to make sure what we listen to is Christ honoring. Whether we're talking music, you know, today we've got to have the, anyway, all the stuff that goes on. No, we need to be careful. You should not sow to the flesh. Because all this rock music, rock beat stuff is sowing to the flesh. It stimulates the flesh. It does not start with the spirit. If we're spirit filled, the Bible says that, you know, we're singing psalms and hymns and spiritual song making melody in our heart to the Lord, not jumping around going, whatever. That is sowing to the flesh. And that'll reap corruption. It doesn't reap what we would like, everlasting life. In other words, that close walk with the Lord. So what we watch, what we listen to, you know, the people we spend time with. You have a look in Proverbs 13. Proverbs 13. And notice what the Bible says there, verse 20. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. That sounds a bit like corruption, doesn't it? He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. And we ought to have a close relationship with God's people, amen. Now that's our mainstay. Now, does that mean you shouldn't talk to the rest? No. They need to hear the gospel. We have a responsibility to share the gospel with every sinner that we can. It doesn't matter what they are, whether they're rapists or murderers or whether they're just nice people. We have a responsibility to share the gospel with them. But they should not be seen as close friends. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise. The companion, close friend with fools, shall be destroyed. So we need to be wise about this. We need to be making sure we're not sowing to the flesh. We're to sow to the spirit. Think about it. How do you sow to the flesh? Just have an angry spirit. That'll work. That'll work. You sow to the flesh with an angry spirit. Don't worry about that. Soft answer. That's the way wrong. Yeah, but I had to make the point. That's not how you make the point. That's not how you make the point. That's called sowing to the flesh. That's me in the flesh. And we can all be guilty of that. Bitterness, that's another way to sow to the flesh. Just bitter. Who do they think they are? Be careful. We're starting to sow to the flesh now. We need to be careful, we need to be gracious. Don't sow to the flesh. What does the verse 1 say there in Galatians? Restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself. Don't get bitter, don't get cranky and all carried away. That's sowing to the flesh. And all that's going to do is reap corruption. That's what the Bible says. That which you sow, that's what you reap. Same thing as unforgiveness. I can't forgive them. You're sowing to the flesh. If you don't understand, I don't have to understand, God understands. And God says, I've forgiven you, you need to forgive. You remember the parable he spoke about the man? Had this huge debt, couldn't deal with it. And his Lord said, okay, I'll wipe it clean, you don't have to worry. And then this fellow's friend comes along who owes him about $10 and says, hey, I want that paid. He says, sorry, can't afford it. He said, you pay up, I'll get you put in jail. Can't afford it. Take him out. And the Lord says, excuse me, I need to talk to you. After all I have forgiven you, you couldn't forgive your friend $10. Take him out and deal with him now. He can pay every cent that he owes me. Now, what's the point? When we understand properly what God has forgiven us, every sin we've ever committed or ever will commit, how dare we not forgive someone else? Okay? Yeah, but it's such a terrible thing, it may well have been. But if we don't forgive them, guess what? We are sowing to the flesh. As we're doing it man's way, not God's way, because God says, forgive. So there are many things, aren't there, that we can look at when we're sowing to the flesh. Many, many things. Notice the fruit of that in chapter 5 of Galatians. Galatians chapter 5. Notice what Paul puts there in verse 19 and following. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That sounds like sowing to the flesh, doesn't it? The fruit that comes when you sow to the flesh is quite clearly seen there. Quite clearly seen. And none of it is good if we talk about having a relationship with God. It's sowing to the flesh. Well, what's the alternative? Well, we sow to the Spirit. We sow to the Spirit. And as we've already said, if we're going to be sowing to the Spirit, then we have to be doers of the Word of God, not just hearers. It's all very good to hear something. Now, sometimes what happens, probably everyone's said it or is guilty of it at some stage, boy, that would have been a good message for Fred if he'd been here. God says, excuse me, I'm trying to talk to you. Yeah, but if Fred was here, no, don't just be hearers, but be doers. Forget about Fred for a minute. God's talking to you about something, you need to deal with that. Don't worry about Fred. God will take care of Fred. So what are we saying? If we're going to be sowing to the Spirit, then we must be a doer of the Word. Otherwise, we're only going to be sowing in the flesh, and we've seen the consequences of that. So that means the Word of God has to have its place, doesn't it? You have a look in Joshua chapter 1. Verse we've looked at in the past, Joshua chapter 1. See what God says to Joshua. So to the Spirit, here's a good principle. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do, there's the doing, according to all, not just most of it, that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You want to reap that life, which is a life, everlasting life, a quality of life with the Spirit of God, need to be in the Word of God. And to do it, to do all of it, then you'll make your way prosperous, and then you'll have good success. And then you won't be reaping corruption, you'll be reaping this close walk with the Lord. You have a look back in Galatians and see what happens. What is the fruit? I think we know what it is, but let's have a look at it again in Galatians 5. See what the fruit is. We've already seen what happens if you sow to the flesh. But here's what happens if you sow to the Spirit. Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit. This is not the fruit of the flesh. This is the harvest that comes sowing to the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now, who wouldn't want all those nine? Seriously. But notice, all those nine are what? A fruit of the Spirit. That's not what I produced. I've sown the right seed. I've been in the Word of God. I've been a doer of the Word. And then God is the one who produces the fruit. Love. Joy. So I'm not feeling very joyful. Have you been sowing to the flesh? Maybe. I mean, not every day is going to be a mountaintop. This is so good. That's not biblical joy. So I just don't feel at peace. Maybe you've been sowing to the flesh. Do you believe God's word when he gives you certain promises, as we sang this morning? My Father planned it all. All things work together for good. Thank you, Lord. It's all good. You know, I just can't thank God for that. Well, you're in the flesh. Sorry to tell you that. Because God says in everything, give thanks. And giving thanks always for all things. So if you're going to sow to the Spirit, then I have to have a thankful spirit. So that's my part of it. Thank you, Lord. I don't know about you, sometimes you go, Lord, I thank you for that, but I'm not really enjoying it, I have to be honest. But I'll thank you because you've allowed it and you've said it's working for my good. Guess what? Along with that comes peace. Along with that comes peace. Why? Because now I'm sowing to the Spirit. When I sow to the Spirit, then I enjoy the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. I just can't help it. I just get impatient. Better do a little bit of homework and see what the problem is. Because if I'm reaping the fruit of the Spirit, then I will be long-suffering by the grace of God. They just annoy me so much. Be careful, you'll be sowing to the flesh. We need to sow to the Spirit, and then we reap the fruit of the Spirit. We enjoy the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, that's self-control. I just can't seem to get the victory. You're sowing to the flesh somewhere. Because God says if we sow to the Spirit, we will have victory. The fruit of the Spirit, part of that is temperance, self-control. I don't know about you, but you sometimes get little bursts every now and then. Sorry, Lord, that probably wasn't very good. That's the flesh. But as long as we acknowledge that was the flesh, Lord, sorry, that was me. I shouldn't have said that, shouldn't have done that. I didn't. Lord, straight away, everything's good, and I continue to enjoy the fruit of the Spirit. So you can see the vast difference between the two, can't you? the corruption that comes so into the flesh, the everlasting life, the quality of life sowing to the Spirit. You have a look there in verse 9 in Galatians, and let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Don't be weary, don't lose heart. Yeah, but I'm trying to live by the word of God, but I don't know, it just doesn't seem to be working. Just keep sowing to the Spirit. Keep sowing to the Spirit. For in due season we shall reap. It's a guarantee. See, in the same way that if you sow a certain seed, it's guaranteed you will reap that seed. But there's a time factor sometimes. That's the difficulty for you and I. We want to just, well, I just give up. I've tried. No, hang on. Don't be weary. Don't faint. Don't despair. Don't quit. God says if you sow to the Spirit, you shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Amen. Don't sow to the flesh. In due season, in God's time. In God's time. Now, I don't believe you have to wait long periods of time to enjoy the fruit of the Spirit. I don't think you have to wait for a long time to enjoy the peace of God. But there are some things maybe we're looking at doing or trying to work out that may take some time, but make sure we're sowing to the Spirit, not to the flesh. Some things will take time, but in terms of the quality of my life with the Lord, that's ongoing all the time. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against such, there is no law. I trust this morning as we think about it, this law of sowing and reaping, ask yourself the question, Lord, is there any area of my life where I'm sowing to the flesh? Now, if you're enjoying the fruit of the Spirit, then the answer will be no. No, not at this point. Lord, I'm just enjoying a close walk with you. Just so good, Lord. Thank you so much. But if you be honest and look, I'm kind of struggling at the moment. I have a lot of joy. I don't really feel peace. May I suggest to you there's something that you're doing in the flesh. Something that you're doing. Because when you do it, that's called sowing in the flesh, and that brings problems. So let me encourage you. You say, no, I'm just enjoying a close walk with the Lord. Thank God for that. Amen. Make sure you maintain it by continuing to sow to the Spirit. But if you'd say, Pastor, I've got to be honest, then you don't have to tell me anything in a sense. Just between you and God, you say, Lord, that's me. I think that was in the flesh. Then just deal with it, confess it, get it right with God, and get back to sowing in the Spirit. Amen. And then you'll enjoy the fruit of the Spirit. May the Lord bless each one of us with that. Amen. Let's pray.